What is up, my people? It's Sam here, and today I want to talk about fulfillment drag.
So we've been wondering, how are young people like us crushing our goals and living life on our terms, regardless of how bad the economy sucks? How are we able to stay arisen, chase our massive dreams, take action, and impact people while others are busy sleeping? But the real question is, how do we do it without falling into the trap the sleeping group fell into? That is the big question, and this podcast will give you the answers. Follow along as we learn, apply, and share actionable steps on how to stay arisen in business, career, and life in today's economy. Welcome to the Arisen Podcast.
Hey guys, welcome back. And you know, one time a friend of mine, you know, these episodes go out, you know, to broadcast and very loyal people to the Arisen movement and Arisen Nation and friends and some people who care about this whole thing. They share it on their broadcast, right? And then someone replied to me in one of the groups, said that, you know, why am I so, you know, persistent on this? I've been doing this for a couple months now. You know, we currently have about, you know, over 70 episodes, and, you know, and the reason they asked that was because, you know, they had started a podcast themselves, and, you know, 3 months down the line, they had stopped because there was no listenership, there was no engagement going on. And, so it was like, you know, it was a waste of time, right? And so he was basically, you know, asking me, how do I keep up with, you know, how do I keep up with posting and then still recording these things, even though there's no, you know, enormous breakthrough or anything of that sort, right? And then, you know, it made me think through that, like, how do I keep myself in state, right? If you listen to, I think down the line, the episodes I talked about how to change your state and change your life. So how do I keep myself in a state where I keep on producing and producing regardless of the response and the whole thing? And that is why I'm bringing you this episode today called The Fulfillment Drag. Now, what is this fulfillment drag? Now, you know, one time I was talking to one of my mentors. If you don't have a mentor, please get a mentor. Please, please, please. Mentor in everything, like in relationship, business, life, career, whatever it is. But just get a mentor. Get someone who is a little bit ahead of you, and then just let them, you know, teach you. Let them be friends with them, okay? And so I was talking to one of my mentors, and then he was talking about the concept where, you know, he says, you know, typically what happens is that he has realized that it takes him, you know, 12 to 18 months for him to get, like, to be able to decide whether the thing he has started, it's going to work or it's not going to work, right? And so basically, he was looking to start a new business, a clothing line. And so he said, typically this will happen. People start, like, kind of like what my friend was alluding to, right? People start in 3 months, they see no, you know, big leap or big result. And so they're like, you know what? This may not be it, right? And his theory is this, my mentor's theory is this, you know, his threshold is about 18 months, kind of like 2 years, right? 2 years, about 6 months, right? And so he says that is his theory, that after, no, not 2 years, it's 1 year, 6 months, right? So after a year and 6 months into the game, and then you've seen that there is no enormous result, or, like, you know, kind of like, you know, a peak result from where you started and where you are right now. If there's no difference between where you started and where you are right now, then it's time to say, you know what, I'm going to do something else, right? And he started talking about this to his, you know, his mentor, his mentees and people he coaches and stuff like that. And then someone asked him that, how do you keep persistent? How do you, you know, keep, how do you put yourself in a state where you keep on producing, even though there's no results until the 18th month? How do you do that? And then he says he talked about this concept called the fulfillment drag, right? So what's this fulfillment drag? Now, if you look at what a drag is, right? A drag is something that, you know, you guys know I'm a medical person, but, you know, I'm not going to go into details, but basically a drag is something that, you know, excites your hormones, or, you know, when you ingest it into your body, right? Just, you know, it just has some form of effect going on, right? And so there's some form of infection or ailment in your body. If you introduce a drug to it, you know, the drug just goes to fight against it, right? And if you come to the other side of drugs, where we talk about, like, cocaine and the heroin and the marijuana and all those stuff, those things are also there, right? So, so what they do is this, they put you in some form of excitement state, okay? They put you in a form of, you know, you want to do something, right? And that is what he calls, that is where we are trying to get this whole idea from. Now, what is this fulfillment drag? Fulfillment drag is basically simple. It's something, someone, or, you know, it can be anything, right? But it's usually something or someone that you would use as a fulfillment drag. Now, you know, it will come full circle. Let me go, and then you understand. Now, when I started this Arisen podcast, you know, for a very long time, for about, you know, 30 to 40 episodes in the game, you know, basically our listenership were, you know, there were times when it went up about, into the hundreds, right? And there were times when, like, literally just about 10 people, people listened to it, right? And if I listen to the listenership and, you know, I started second guessing, is this really what I want to do? Is this a waste of time, right? Those are the questions that usually pop into your head, right? Is it a waste of time? Is it worth the time and the energy and the money spent, right? Is it so worth it, right? And then, you know, all these questions comes in, and this is where you introduce your fulfillment drag. Your fulfillment drag is that thing you are custom, you not doing that thing that you are looking to do, right? Or you're doing. You attaching something to it, right? And so in my case, it was like this. When I started this whole Arisen podcast, you know, people were listening, and the few people who listened to, like, just, you know, it gets so refreshing when someone gets back with the episode, one episode, and says that, oh, Sam, I actually like this episode. This actually saved my life, or this, you know, this helped me do this. And that was my fulfillment drag. Whenever I hear someone, you know, give a feedback on the Arisen podcast, regardless of, you know, when we were just 10 listeners in the, you know, in listenership, you know, I got so pumped up. I got so pumped up because, you know, that episode, you know, someone got back to me and was like, you know, like, it was a good one. There was a time when, there was one particular episode, we had just 20 listeners, and, I was like, you know what? This thing is too difficult. I'm gonna put it on a hold, right? And then, you know, we post it on Monday. We usually post on Monday or Tuesday, and then into the week people listen. And then, so until Friday, Saturday around 2 p.m. And then I got a text message, a WhatsApp text message from one of my friends. And he's like, this episode is responsible for me starting my business. And, you know, When I read the text, it was like, are you kidding me? Like, are you serious about this? Like, you mean this episode, right? Like, I made sure I was in the best, you know, I was so conformed so I don't go crazy, right? But that is what I realized, was that this was the reason why I wasn't quitting until, you know, 18 months down the line. I realized that, you know what? I have to continue this, right? But this was my fulfillment drag. The feedback from people, the fact that people were realizing that this was a game changer for them. Now, you know, you may not be a podcaster. You may not be someone who is doing, you know, all these things. It may be, you know, maybe your fitness. It could be your relationship, right? It could be anything, but find something or someone. Okay. It's always something or someone or a cause that, you know, you use as your fulfillment drag, right? That, you know, if you do this, this is the reward you're going to get, right? If you have that in your life, I guarantee you, people would have that persistence and consistency thing, or that trait that success needs, okay? Because we know that for everything, we have to be super persistent, not just persistent, but super persistent. We have to have that relentless, you know, attitude towards it, right? And, whenever you have that fulfillment drag, something that keeps you up, something that keeps you pushing on, kind of like an external motivator, but it comes from you. Okay. I always talk about motivation and inspiration, right? Motivation. People always talk about motivation, and I have no problem with motivation. But the problem is that when the external motivation is not there any longer, you know, people quit, right? Kind of like how, you decide to do something and then the motivation isn't there again, and then you need more and more motivation. And so you have to go get it from somewhere, right? But an inspiration is something that comes from you. I always talk about inspiration. Is basically motivation that comes from you. If it comes from you, it's inspiration, okay? So if you are inspired to do something, aka the fulfillment drag, what happens is that you're able to push forward in spite of whatever difficulties ahead of you. Okay. And so that is what I want you, you know, there are times when I didn't have any fulfillment drag in a project I was looking to do. And guess what? It never happened. Kind of like in my fitness, I decided to go to the gym, and I'll do a special episode on this. It was a big failure, right? I decided to go to the gym, and then I was so excited about it. A week into it, you know, I was complaining. I was, you know, I had lots of pains, you know, I had injuries here and there. And until now, like it's been a couple of weeks now, and I haven't returned to the gym, right? And looking back, the reason I didn't go back was because I didn't have a fulfillment drag. I didn't. And so, you know, looking back, I know I now have to get a fulfillment drag in that aspect of things, so I can be able to, you know, do or stay in the game, get persistent, and get whatever I want for my fitness, right? And so that is what I want to leave you guys with, that, you know, whatever you're looking to do, get a fulfillment drag. You know, it could be feedback from people, right? It could be, you know, it could be anything. It could be your fulfillment drag. Please make sure it's not money, okay? If it becomes money, then there's a problem, right? Because that means you're attaching some your significance to money, right? But what I want you to do is it should be something else. It should be something or someone, okay? It could be literally, if you put on, Grant Cardone is, you know, one of the world's, you know, experts in sales, okay? And he does a lot of videos on YouTube. You can find him on Instagram. He's super popular on Instagram and YouTube. But you know what? He always talks about, you know, he's made a lot of money. He's a millionaire, and he's looking to get into the billionaire, you know, family of things, right? And then, so he got interviewed one time, and then they asked him, why does he keep doing what he's doing? Now he has a lot of money now. Like, why does he, you know, keep on doing what he's doing? And then one thing he talked about was family. He talked about his daughter. He said in his childhood, he didn't have the best, you know, parents to take care of him, to the extent that he went into, drugs. He went into, you know, all sorts of unscrupulous, you know, lifestyle. He managed to go through it. And then now he's been able to, you know, have a life, worth emulating, right? And so he says, you know, the reason he's still doing what he's doing, even regardless of how much money he's made, if he decides not to work for the rest of his life, he doesn't really care. Like, he's worth like $500 million now, right? You know, if he decides not to work again, you know, he's still gonna live, right? He's made a lot of investments. He can take him for the rest of his life. But the reason he's still doing this is because of his family, especially his daughters. You know, he has two daughters, very pretty daughters, and what he wants to do is to leave a legacy for them, okay? And that is what we call the fulfillment drive. Because of that, he's still keeping fit at the age of 60. You see him very, you know, very healthy, looking very gorgeous. You know, he's still into the business game. He's still taking good care of himself, and it's because he attached a fulfillment drive to whatever he's looking to do. So if he sees his daughters happy, right, he is happy, and that is the fulfillment drag, right? And so I want you to start attaching a fulfillment drag to you. And the fulfillment drag, it should be from yourself. It shouldn't be from someone. Ask yourself, what is the most important thing right now in your life? Imagine that's being taken away from you. How would your life feel, right? And then that is your fulfillment drag. And then what you have to do is assign that fulfillment drag, that particular cocaine in your life, assign it to some projects you're looking to do, and see if you won't stay persistent and become successful at it. Again, I always say that listening to the episode is not enough. Take action. Take action. And did I say take action again? Take action. And I will talk to you soon. Cheers. Wasn't that awesome? But I'm sure you've heard this quote before. You are the average of the five people you hang around with, right? You see, I'm very intentional with the people I watch, the people I talk to, the people I listen to, and the people I get advice from. The knowledge I possess right now is as a result of the connections and associations I've made with these past years. In fact, I can account my knowledge and business to a few elite groups I'm part of. For a while now, I've been wondering if there are other elite entrepreneurial focused groups on social media in Ghana, and to my surprise,
Almost all the groups I joined were platforms for a bunch of unskilled marketers and business owners who did nothing but only promote your products and services all day. Or they talked about what's new in politics and football, or the hottest number priming to win the lottery. As frustrating as that could be, I never got value from all these groups, so I booted myself out of them quickly. Then I had an idea. What if I created the kind of group on Facebook where real value is shared within the community so we can impact ourselves together, make money together, share our wins and losses together, and together make the world a better place? So I did. And we are calling it Living the Arisen Life Online. This is a group on Facebook where dreams come to life, exponential growth is experienced, and lives are imparted. You wanna join? Head over to www.livingthearisenlife.online, www.livingthearisenlife.online, and I'll see you on the inside. And as always, don't forget to stay arisen.